Outside Asia, the largest outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, has been in Canada. 14 people have died there, and thousands have been quarantined. The center of Canada's SARS outbreak is Toronto, the nation's largest city and its financial capital. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing health warnings to everyone who enters the U.S. from Toronto. NPR's Susan Stone reports SARS is having a major impact on Toronto's economy.
For weeks after the first case of SARS appeared in Toronto, people stayed out of Chinatown. Now people are shopping there again. And that makes City Councillor Denzel Minnan-Wong really happy.
It's a really fantastic part of the city where you could just immerse yourself in Chinese community. It's almost like being in Hong Kong, really. And you can see that, you know, there are a lot of folks here doing their shopping on today.
It's that link to Hong Kong, where SARS is still spreading, that's kept people out of what's usually a bustling neighborhood. 20% of Toronto's population is Asian, and the city actually has three Chinatowns. The one Minnan-Wong is walking through is the oldest. Another is east of here, in Scarborough, site of the first SARS case in Canada. SARS is hitting Chinatown's business owners hard. Restaurants are empty. Fear is visible, but not overwhelming. A few street vendors sell surgical masks. The occasional shopper walks by, covering her face with a scarf or a paper towel.
A lot of Chinese people who come to Chinatown to shop, they've been watching television from back home in Asia. The problem in that circumstance is it's a different situation in Asia than it is here in Toronto. We've got a lot better public health system and there's better containment, whereas in China there's a lot less control and it's a lot more of a problem.
Psychiatrist Peter Keefe isn't quite so sure things are under control in Canada. Sitting on a bench in Philosopher's Walk near the University of Toronto, Keefe says he's not getting enough information from public health officials or from what he calls the paternalistic Canadian government.
Where's the Giuliani to come forward here and feel that incredible need at a time of crisis to clarify what the issues are? And I know public health are trying to do that, but it's a different kind of thing.
Keefe worries about his kids. He's told them to wash their hands a lot, but their school's restrooms run out of paper towels by noon. Keefe's hands are raw from frequent use of alcohol-based hand sanitizer, which he's recently had to give up.
Just gone back to the routine hand washing. They say 20 seconds now, I read. First time this week. I thought it was 10 seconds. I guess we need little timers or little hand washing police. I don't know.
Enjoying breakfast in the sun at a sidewalk cafe, Air Canada flight attendant Michael Qualia says he's not that worried, even though SARS arrived in Toronto on a flight from Hong Kong.
Every now and then you'll see people with masks on, but it's not an epidemic. If it were, then you'd see more people wearing masks.
Compared with the thousands of cases in China and Hong Kong, Canada's outbreak of 140 cases is much smaller. Qualia has seen people wearing masks on the subway, in airports, and even on some of his flights.
You wonder if they're trying to protect themselves from you, or are they protecting me? You never know for sure why that mask is on. And it could be just paranoia for that matter too, or looking after number one.
My name is Brenda Labretz. I'm the Executive Director of Economic Development for the City of Toronto. And we are sitting in a restaurant called Canoe, and we're overlooking the wonderful waterfront of the City of Toronto.
High above Toronto's financial district, in the bar of a swanky restaurant, Brenda Labretz looks down over her city. 10% of Toronto's economy comes from tourism. Another 10% comes from the film and video industry. That means people south of the border, as they call the U.S., and the rest of the world, need to believe it's safe to come here.
With tourism, it's the most immediate effect that you're going to feel of any kind of change. And because there's misinformation about the disease and its containment, there have been a number of conferences that have been canceled.
So far, 10,000 conference goers have decided not to come to Toronto and have therefore not spent the average of $500 per person on restaurants and entertainment. Labretz is ready to turn that around.
Because there is a post-SARS plan that has to be put into place. And when that post-SARS is the question, to be fair.
Brenda Labretz may have a long wait. Yesterday, the CDC issued a health alert for travelers visiting Toronto. The CDC says it's safe, but that people should avoid visiting hospitals. Susan Stone, NPR News, Toronto.